WI-329. IZP-544, we are mobile. WRZX-218, you got a copy, 488, over. Too much activity. Too much activity, 488. Over. I can hear you trying. Jack, I can hear you, but you're coming in kind of staticky. WSD, W327.
Anybody on 725 down that way? WIUG, waiting.
WRYW 806.
TV 448 Mobile. Go ahead,
06. Yeah, good afternoon. Name here is Jason. I'm from Mason, and coming out of Lansing eastbound 69, making my way to Fort Gratiot today. So I thought I'd jump on here, test the new mobile radio setup.
Valley, and you're coming in loud and clear. My name is Kurt. I'm on my mobile in State Park here in Holly. Usually on my boost at home, but I'm just out here enjoying the lake right now. Over.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm just 69 coming up on the 475 interchange here, and I just happened to have programmed this repeater into the radio. Hadn't gotten, got a lot of the Detroit stuff and the Lansing area, and I haven't done Grand Rapids yet, but I'm just kind of a frequent traveler across the, from the west coast all the way to the east coast of Michigan. Over.
That sounds like it's a very enjoyable thing to do, going across the state of Michigan like that, seeing all of its beauty. Over.
Taylor, you can hear me. Yeah, it looks like it's repeater up in Sheboygan from the call sign that I heard.
You guys are on a linked repeater system, that's why it's going so far, plus the bouncing WRT-324.
have DW200 on the data transmission.
Yeah, I was just hearing the conversation about the repeaters hitting all over. Fairly new, just got my license about 2 weeks ago. Reading the MIA is all linked, so we can talk to you pretty much. From southern part of Michigan to the very north part of Michigan. Over.
Yeah, I've had my license about 2 years now. Mostly simplex operations, like in town or whatever. Just recently got on the repeater system as well. I'm in the Highland Street rec area at the moment, transmitting on my mobile. I have a base station right on the other side of the park at my house. My name is Kurt. Thank you to make your contact, sir.
Yeah, nice meeting you, Dave. I'm Brian. My Dave's been fairly new GMRS. Couple base stations, need to get some programs. I'm on a 5-watt GID radio. Seems to be doing good. Haven't met a lot of people. I'm trying to figure out how to join clubs and stuff like that. Still figuring it out. Over.
You're coming in legible, looks pretty good, a little bit of static. I'm kind of in a ravine, a lake right now. How do I read? Over.
You're a little staticky, but I can copy you. I can hear you. Sounds a little staticky, but for a handy copy, it's pretty good.
Normally it's a 15 watt, but again, I'm surrounded by trees, I'm in a ravine, and I'm in a lake. The primary feed is on top of a hospital, so it's up there. That gets good coverage. That's what I believe I'm on, and I believe you're on as well. Over.
W200. Yeah, I think I'm on a 467-725, and I think that's the point 725 repeater.
Yeah, copy that, it is. I'm gonna go ahead and clear on your final. It sounds like somebody else is trying to get in on the frequency. Welcome to the hobby. There's a guy you'll hear later on named Jack. He's very informative and very helpful. WRTD 478, Kurt from Groveland Township, clear on your final.
Yeah, thanks for the info, WSC W200, and I am monitoring. WFDW 200.
WRVW 537, looking for a quick radio check. For the comeback, sorry, you're a little bit broken up. Just wondering if I could hit this repeater. I'm not even sure the location of this repeater. Okay, 675. I was thinking this might be the Troy repeater.
WRCY 565 from WRUU 850.
WRCY 565. Good morning, Sean.
Yeah, good morning. Could you go over there and heat up and give me a count? Are you getting, is it coming back to you when you kerchunk it?
I'm not getting any indication of transmission or receive. It's like it's dead in the water. That's how I know it was down.
Okay, so yeah, because you said no audio, and so I was thinking that it was kerchunking, but you had no audio. All right, so it looks like there's no RF, right?
Is not indicating anything when I was on it, and that's how I checked it. And after all that, I realized maybe it should be notified about it, and it went out over the weekend.
All right, you want to give it a try in a second, see if it's back.
WRCY 565. I'm showing activity on the hub.
All right, should be all set.
Okay. All right, I'll let you get back to work, and I will
maybe just now get into the shower. I kind of slept in this morning.
All right, take care. Thanks for fixing that.
All right, catch you later. Thanks for giving me the heads up. WRUU 850.
WRCY 565.
WFDW 200.
WFDQ 996, monitoring.
WRJ224.
Sam, Charlie, Zebra, 810, mobile monitoring.
WSKH380 monitoring.
WSAF413 mobile. WRZP 544, we are mobile.
WSDH380, mobile and monitoring.
Three eight zero. Zero, WRZP 544, also mobile. We'll try another day, WRZP 544, we are mobile.
WRPS 211 monitoring mobile.
WSDW 200 monitoring. RZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we're on mobile.
WSDY 438, Isabella County.
WRPS 211, Geneseo County, Connecticut.
WSDH 380, Caruso Park.
IEG 488, WRZB 544. Jack, you on the frequency? RZB 544, Sheboygan County, Bob monitoring.
WRZB 544, WRTX 930. How you doing this afternoon, Bob?
I have been better. I've been messing with McLaren Hospital up here for the last 2 weeks. As you know, they got hacked again. I just drove all the way to the damn hospital again when they told me, yep, come get your x-rays. And then I get all the way to the hospital. Oh, no, we're not taking x-rays. But other than that, brother, I am upright. How about you, sir?
We're doing pretty good. I'm also in Sheboygan County, headed north or over to my place in the UP today with my tractor in tow, so I'm going a little slower with this trailer. But, yeah, the hospitals have been getting hacked here. We've been waiting on a check from Covenant Hospital System for like 4 or 5 weeks now, because we don't have insurance. We had to prepay for my wife's surgery a couple months ago, and they didn't have to do as much as they thought they were going to do, so they owe us like $6,000 back. And they're like, you know, I love the way they demand payment before they can render services, but, oh, we owe you $6,000? Well, maybe in a few weeks we'll get that processed and I'll do it. It's like, what? No! Where's my money? I need it.
Hey, using how that works it. And like you said, they want that money, but trying to get it back to you is something else. Let's see, last time McLaren got hacked up here, it cost me $480 at the bank, and nobody else ever reimbursed my butt for. And then the Attorney General comes out a couple days ago and tells us Michiganders that, you know, we have to protect our identities. Well, yeah. Anyway, it's all good, brother. I'm traveling back to the house there. Hey, get out in the garden and do some gardening this afternoon, Roger.
Yeah, sometimes there's nothing you can do, like, from suck it up and move on with life. I don't know. But, yeah, gardening sounds therapeutic and fun.
We get the dogs out there and let them run wild while we're working out there. Other than that, man, I'm seriously, all systems are go here. Just a couple snafus with the hospital. But, yeah, as soon as we got the word there, we have a couple folks with Mission 6. They provide service dogs for veterans that work at the hospital there. As soon as we got word, yeah, I went to the bank this time and changed everything again. So hopefully we won't get hit, and hopefully you'll get your $6,000 back, Roger.
Yeah, well, I better get it back. It's just a question of when. No, I'll get it back. It's just a question of when. I can use it now. But, yeah, everything's good on this end, too. No, nothing else to complain about, really. Nice drive here.
Brother, we'll let you roll. You be safe and enjoy your property up there, and we'll keep an ear out for you. Been a great conversation. Take care. Be safe, brother. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob Clair, monitoring on your final.
Enjoy. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon gardening, and good chatting with you, as always. And I'll be clear for now, WRTX 930.
WRMZ 640 in Mobile.
Charlie Zebra, 810, listening.
WSBY 438. You copy me?
CM-103 is calling, please.
WSE, W200, Brian. We're heading back to the office. Ten four, WSE, W200, over and out. WSDC 647, this is WRVG 829. I can hear you, but you're real staticky, really bad.
Okay, I'm going to switch to the Troy repeater. Over.
WRVG 829 clear.
WSDC 647 clear. This is WSDC 647 calling WSDX 256. Over.
You're a lot more clear on this one, Dad.
Lindsay's working 7 days a week right now. I don't think she's got time for this.
Well, okie dokie, that's fine too. I'll catch up with you tomorrow, same time, same general frequency, WRVG 829.
Hey Jeff, have a good afternoon. WSDC 647, and good afternoon, and thanks to the guys that provide the receiver. Oh.
WSTY 438. You guys on, Bill?
Yes, CM 993 for radio check.
Sound a good, Shepard.
WRWD 49.
WSTY 438.
Thank you very much. WFCM 993 monitoring.
No problem.
Did you say no problem? WSCY 438 for listen.
That repeater there is much better. We're going to get off this one. WSBY 438, and we're out of here.
WSBC 713 from WSBS 311. WSBS 311, standing by. WSBS 311 from WRCY 565, good afternoon. Good afternoon, 565. What's happening, man?
KF8, BS, BXS, mean anything to you?
It do now. That's awesome. Awesome. When did this happen?
Well, I took the test a week ago. I paid my money on Thursday and got my call sign on Saturday.
Awesome. Congratulations once again. Good for you. I guess say one day maybe I'll tackle that. I'm just pulling in the driveway, let my wife out of the vehicle. Hold on one second.
Don, did you just get your license?
Nah, I heard a braking station in there. Yeah, I just got it on Saturday. I took the test a week ago today, and gave the FCC my money on Thursday, and I had the call sign around 6 a.m. Saturday morning.
This is Jeff, by the way, WRVG 829.
Donald, I'm getting off of here. I'm going to unlock the door for my wife. Congratulations again.
No big deal.
And we'll be talking.
Got the monkey off my back. And I've got it on in the background. I'm listening and just getting used to all the stuff that's going on, how it goes on and so forth. I haven't really talked to too many people, but yeah, so that's about it.
It sounds like there was a doubling going on there. The other party that you were initially talking to got stepped on.
Yeah, that was probably me. I'm not sure who's going on there now. I was just talking with my wife out the door here. Okay, I'm going to get off of here. 565, I'll talk with you again. WSBS 311, out.
It was awfully kind of you to let her out of the car. You have a good afternoon. Hello to her. And WRCY 565, we're still listening and not doing much of anything this afternoon.
Sounds like I might have gotten stepped on. Don, which repeater are you hanging out on?
Well, I'm the same distance between Detroit and Mount Clemens, but I have a better line of sight to Detroit.
I was talking more on the amateur side there.
On the 70-centimeter side, I'm on the 2.6, and on the 2-meter side, I'm usually listening to the Hazel Park 1 WAHP.
Gotcha, okay. Maybe I'll give you a call over there sometime. Anyway, I'm going to go back to work. WRBG 829, clear.
Yeah, copy that. It's a new toy, and I'm playing with it, and I'm trying to get two radios combined into one. And don't ever say the word chirp to me, because it'll be like the Three Stooges of Niagara Falls. Chirp did practically crash my computer, and I'm not a happy camper about that right now. So other than that, though, I'll be around. WRCY 565.
WSWD 200, CLC copy.
WSDW 200, radio check, please. WSDW 200, can you hear you? Little... on the light side.
Copy that. Thanks for the comeback. That's the new position for the antenna. WSDHD80, standing by.
No problem, sir. WSDW 200, clear.
WSDW 200, Brian, calling Brian.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir, I'm going to be clear of the homestead, and I'm going to be heading over to Jennifer's.
Copy that.
Still need you to drive by and... or check on those prices for those units.
Yep, I'll be looking that up when I get home.
WSD 200, I'm clear.
WSD 200, monitoring. WSDH 380, radio check, please. WSW 200. Hardly read you.
Copy radio check. Got you loud and clear on the Macomb repeater. WRUS 245.
Copy that. I did not call you. I didn't catch your call, but you're on the Macomb repeater. I'm on the Torch repeater. I guess the connected.
Yes, correct. They are connected. Call sign here is WRUX245. Name is Jim. I'm in East Point.
Copy that, Jim. One more time with the call, please.
Whiskey Romeo Uniform X-ray 245.
Copy that. It's WSDH 380. I'm here in Hazel Park. And invite.
Copy that. WSDH 360. WRUX 245. Stand by.
Did I give you 360?
That's what I thought. My memory's not all that great, though, so it could have been something else, to be honest with you.
Same here. It's 380.
Copy that. 380.
I was trying to get back to you guys from a different position. I had the had the radio and the antenna in a different position, and it wasn't doing that well.
Yeah, I get the same thing here. Depending on where I put my antenna, I get either good reception or bad. So I found a good location and keep it there.
I copy that. I was listening to the guy who said he took his tech test last Tuesday, and I did the same thing. I just wondered if we were in the same place. I was in Oak Park.
Yeah, I'm not sure where Eric took his test, but I heard that he got his ticket on Saturday. So yeah, if you hear him out, you can always ask him. I'm sure he's around somewhere.
Yeah, the same here. I thought I did real well on the tech exam, so I got up on my high horse and tried the general, and it knocked me flat. I thought the guy was going to run out of red ink, correcting my mistake.
Yeah, I understand that completely. I'm ready to take my tech, but I've been studying up on the general since I kind of want to pass that too at the same time, so I'm almost there on the general. I'm getting 70% so far, so got to do a little bit better before I run in and take the test.
Yes, that general is a whole different animal. I was 80% guesswork on my part.
It most certainly is. You know, I've been taking the practice courses using the ham radio prep. It seems to be a really good app to use. The
the questions that they put on the practice exams are the exact same questions that you get on the real test. I've got the ARRL handbook as well for both the tech and the general, and the questions match up in there as well. So, yeah, it's definitely a good app. It's free. You don't have to use the paid version to get better questions. So, yeah, it works really well for me. If you're not using it, I would suggest, you know, trying that out. It'll help you out a lot on the general.
I got the general AARL Q&A. I got that on Monday and took the test on Tuesday, so I really didn't have a chance to look at it.
Yeah, well, that's good. It sounds like you're on the right track. That's definitely the way to go. You know, I use both the book and the app. You know, the app, it's kind of easy because I've always got my phone with me, so no matter where I'm at, I can always, you know, if I've got a 3 minute here or there, I can just, you know, get on the test and start taking the practice test. So it, you know, makes it a little bit more convenient. But, yeah, it's the way to go, and, yeah, you study for a little bit, and I'm sure you'll be able to pass it. Just got to, you know, learn everything. It's definitely a lot more than on the tech, that's for sure.
Copy that. Well, I'm going to go watch the news and see who messed up today and who didn't. WSTH380, stand in by.
All right, yeah, sounds good. I got a couple of things here to do around the house, too, so I'll say 73 to you, WRUX 245, standing by.
WFWD 200, good, keep copy.
Yes, sir, go ahead, Brian. As far as the schedule this week, you can take me off. I am going to go to Cheeseburger Festival, and I will be back on Monday.
So you're off and heading to Cheeseburger. Copy. You want to work security while you're there?
Stay in line.
WSD. W200, standing by.
WSAY 685. Can I get a radio check? I haven't had this thing on in a while.
I heard something about 85, but I hear you. You're loud and clear.
Thank you very much. WSAY 685, clear.
Station 582. You're sounding good. This is WIEG 88. Copy.
WRUG 488, WRCY 565, Jack, you there?
Sir, go ahead. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You tried to get back to that station 582. He is on the Troy repeater, and you are on the MI-8. They are not linked together, sir.
Yeah. I know that. It's just when you're driving, you don't know which way it's coming from. But I can hear the, you know, the two different tone in there between Detroit and MI-8, which is you, right? I just was fast. That's all, was it?
I'm just trying to keep you on the right track, that's all. All right, have a good evening. WRCY 565 is clear.
No problem. Take care. WIUG is 48, clear.
WSDW 200, Hewlett, do you copy?
WSAG 266, a radio check.
WSDW 200,
I'm just checking, just installed a, my power supply has got back from repair for my base station, so I just want to make sure I'm getting out there tonight. Thanks. WSAG 266, clear.
You're getting out real good. WSBW 200, clear line.
ECF 307. Where are you at base station?
WSAG 266. Doug and Carol. I'm in Carol, just north of the Mayville machine.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm over here. I'm up here in Gaylord. Just phoned in my mobile here the other day, and you sounded pretty good up there.
Well, you're coming in loud and clear here, so whatever you're doing, you keep doing it.
I copy that. Well, there's a bill in the parking lot. You're getting ready to go into work, but a 15-watt Midland MXT. And so I guess it's doing a good job, eh?
Yeah, you're clear as a bell. You're definitely making the trip here.
All right, well, I appreciate the comeback. You have yourself a great day.
And you, 73 WSAG 266, clear.
WSAG 266, WRUX 245.
Yeah, 245. Are you calling 266?
Yeah, correct. I heard you on the radio. I wanted to let you know you're sounding really good, nice volume. But there's a slightest little hum in the background that's probably coming from your power supply. Just wanted to let you know that was there.
Well, doggone it. I just had the thing back for repair for that very same issue. And I really appreciate the heads up on that because this thing's been out for repair for 2 weeks, and my buddy replaced all the caps in it, and I'm going to give him a call and say, hey, man, it's still noisy. But, you know, thanks for the heads up on that. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I heard when you were saying that, so I kind of thought I'd let you know. It's a real slight little hum. It's nothing you really can't deal with. And, a noise filter might help it out. I'm not sure what's going on there, but, I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, copy that. I've got a couple of torites here I'm going to put on my coax, and then also on the DC input power. And I didn't have the problem with the tri-band here running a battery, but this darn little, it's an MFJ power supply, 30 amp, and it's got a bit of noise in it.
I do hear that occasionally with the MFJs, but I know there's a lot of people out there using them that they don't get feedback, so there might be an issue there. Myself, I use a pyramid power supply, and haven't had any issues with that, but it's not bad, it's just real slight in the background.
Yeah, copy that. I do have a pyramid 50-watt power supply for the rest of my shack here, and never had an issue with that thing, but I think maybe I need to return that to the seller that I bought it from.
Yeah, it could be if they've been doing some work on it and can't get that out, it might be. It could be some other issue with it.
Well, my buddy will be disappointed to hear that, but he's the type of guy that will take it back and just work all the wrinkles out of the darn thing until he can't do anymore. Hey, again, thanks for the feedback on that, and that's exactly what I was testing out here this afternoon. I hope you have a good day. WSAG 266, Doug and Carol, and I am going to be clear this time. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. Nice talking to you, 73 WRUX 245, standing by.
WRFV 448 mobile.
WSAG 266, radio check one more time.
WSCW
200. 200, WSAG 266, Doug and Carol, up north of the Mayville machine. What I'm looking for is an audio report and see if you hear a hum in transmission here.
Yeah, that hum is still there, WRUX 245.
Well, son of a gun. Yeah, I just put up Torite and put six wraps on it. If you got a minute, stand by. Let me start unplugging stuff down here in the shack.
Sure thing, no problem at all.
Okay, WSAG 266, I'm back, and how are you reading now? Any more noise noticeable?
Yeah, it's still the same.
Okay, let me try one more thing.
All right, stand by.
Okay, WSAG 266, testing the audio again.
Yeah, that little hum is still there. It is more noticeable when you're not speaking. You know, when you do talk, you go right over it. But one thing, I don't know if you've tried it or not. You did say you had another power supply. Are you able to temporarily hook that radio up to the other power supply to weed out that problem and see if it's the power supply or the radio?
Copy that. That's my next step. Basically, I unplugged my or turned off my dehumidifier on round one. That wasn't the case. Took out the fluorescent light bulbs nearby. And that didn't solve the problem, so it's going to take me a minute or two, but yeah, let me take this MFJ power supply down, and I'll plug it into a larger pyramid that I've got. Hey, I appreciate that, and if you're around in another 5 or 10 minutes, I'd sure appreciate another audio check.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be here standing by for a while. So yeah, I'll listen out for your call and let you know. Hopefully that fixes it. WRUX 245, standing by.
WSAG 266, and I'm clear for now. WSAG 266 radio check. I'm trying to figure out how my audio's sounding out there tonight.
All right, I got you there on that one, and the noise is gone. That works great. You're coming in real nice, perfectly clear, like you're sitting in the same room with me. WRUS 245.
Yeah, copy that. Definitely the power supply, the MFJ power supply. My buddy just replaced four capacitors in it, and it's still got some issues. And I did run this radio on a battery, didn't have any issues, so now I've got it on a larger pyramid power supply, and it's working great. So maybe I got to get rid of that thing or use it as a boat anchor. Right now I'm undecided. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree, you know. Personally, I would probably, maybe hook it up in the shack and, run it for some sort of 12-volt charging or something. You know, you can always use it to charge your phones, tablets, computers, stuff like that. But, it definitely took care of your problem. You're coming through perfectly clear now, both ways.
Yeah, copy that. I appreciate the report, three times now, and I'm glad that figured out the problem again, and obviously my shack doesn't have a lot of noise in it, which I'm grateful for. Well, again, thanks for the help, and 73s, this is WSAG 266, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, yeah. Nice talking to you, and glad that we could pinpoint that for you. So, I'll say 73 to you, too, and WRUS 245. Standing by.
Station 218, that station out there, 218, WIEG 488, copy. WSTV 908, and you got a copy?
WRVG 829.
Go ahead, 829.
How you doing today? I'm trying out a new radio. How's it sound?
Sounding good. I don't know where you're at now.
WRUG-488, this is WRVG-829.
Let's go ahead. WIUG-488.
In fact, I kind of lost you there. I don't know if you intended to drop off or if I didn't hear you. That's all.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. WIUG-488. But it was sounding good. Roger.
Copy that. Thank you very much for the report. I'll catch up with you some other time. WRVG 829 clear.
No problem. Talk to you a little bit later. WRVG 488 clear.
WSDS 979 radio check.
Nine seven nine, you're sounding fine.
Thank you very much. I'll let you go. It's been a pleasure. WSDS 979 clear.
WGH-9 clear.
Thank you.
USDS-924, how do you read that? WSBM-924, anybody picking him out there?
WSBM-300 hears you.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you.
Hey, how's it going, bud?
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile, listening.
WSAX 473. Copy WRNW 329. Copy on WSAX 473. This is WRNW 329.
USAI 886, could I get a signal check?
Full quieting into the machine, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Copy that, I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Station 847. That station out there, 847. This is WIUG 48. Copy. We're going to try one more time. The station 847. The station out there, 847. This is WIUG 48. Copy. Well, I guess not out there. WIUG 48, clear.
This is 488 from Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good evening, Jack.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Had a long day running around, headed back home, ready to go to sleep and pray I get home before I do it.
Are you right about that? I have to go run around a couple of places and go grocery shopping, then come back, sit out a little bit and eat a little bit, and maybe in a little while go back to sleep. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. I'm always up early in the morning and up till late at night. I don't sleep good. So, yeah, by the time this time rolls around, I at least like to be home. But, you know, that is what it is. I've got about another, oh, I don't know, 15 minutes or so, and then I'll be home. So, wrap the day up.
Oh, that's good. You're sounding good.
Thanks. I'm actually just outside of Frankenmuth right now, and I'm coming in on the Bay City machine. I should be switching over to the Saginaw one here in just a couple minutes.
Oh, you're sounding good anyhow. You're really sounding good from there. Maybe in a couple of months I'll visit Frankenmuth down that way. Roger.
Yeah, I just want to ask what you want to say, you know, machine now. I don't know if it makes any difference or not. But, yeah, definitely if you come up that Frankenmuth way, you know, definitely give a holler. I only live about 10 minutes outside of Frankenmuth, so I can definitely come give you an eyeball there.
No problem. I don't mind doing that. I will do that. No problem at all. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48, clear.
WSBY 676 to 690.
WSBY 676, standing by.
Station 329, WIEG 488, copy. Station out there, 329, WIEG 488, copy. WIEG 488, clear.
WSTI 847, WSTI 847, WIEG 48, copy.
Yeah, dude, that is short. At Walgreens.
Please repeat that. Come again.
WSTI 847, WIUG 48, copy.
That there's a fancy API, yes, mate.
Come on back again. WIUV 845. 840. WIUV 840. IUU 850. WIUU 850.
WSBW 200, do you have a copy? WSBW 200, monitoring, or state commission.